We are glad to have you in this sharing again on revival, preparing our hearts, uprooting all that need to be uprooted from our lives so that we can have the right hearts that will be pleasing to in the hearts, in the eyes of the Lord, so that the Lord himself can find pleasure to take residence in. And in our sharing today, we are actually looking at freedom from all slanders. As you recall, we have been handling freedom from certain things that the Lord will not desire them to be in our hearts. Things that cannot share residence with God in the same heart. And today we are looking at freedom from all slander. And we are looking at the lives of believers. Things that if they are in the heart, the Lord himself cannot come to take residence in such a heart and begin to use such a person. For a person who has not yet surrendered his life to the Lord, the first thing that he needs to do is to surrender his heart to the Lord, repent of his sin, and invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come and take residence in his heart. When such a person does that, he will know a freshness, and that fresh encounter with the Lord that can keep him throughout all his Christian life if he's watchful over his life. If he's watchful over his heart will be maintained pure before God. So in our sharing today, we are looking at freedom from all slander. And it is actually a terrible, deadly poison that comes from people's mouth and ruin the lives of others. So we are looking at a deadly poison that has been released and is being released almost every day from people's mouth or from people's mouth that end up ruining the lives of multitudes. The sin of slander. Slander is words spoken with the intention of destroying the image or the reputation of another person. What you speak with your mouth that end up ruining the reputation of someone. It is character defamation or character assassination using the mouth. There is another form of it, which people also write in order to destroy through the newspaper. They write stories with the goal of destroying the character of others. One of the most important assets that a person has is his reputation. His good name. It is that which gives him a place in the society. It is that which makes people, it makes him acceptable in the sight of others. That which makes people to trust him. That which makes people to want them in their environment. So an attack on the reputation of somebody is the most dangerous attack, the most poisonous thing that can ever happen in the life of someone. And unfortunately, there are people who specialize just to destroy the image of others by what they say. They target the image of people, speak against the image of people, and end up destroying the life of people by destroying their reputation. When a person's reputation has been destroyed in society, he almost has no place. And that's why some people, after they have been slandered, they end up committing suicide. So slander is aimed at destroying the distrust, the trust that people have in someone. And ensuring that someone who was once acceptable, someone who was once loved, someone who was once respected and trusted in a society, now is rejected, now is hated, now is despised, now is doubted. Somebody that people had loved before, people had respected before, somebody that people had accepted, somebody that people had trusted, and just because of someone somewhere speaking careless word, intentionally aim at ruining his life, that person now is doubted by everybody. And most of the time, not because what is said about the person is true, but just because someone has set out to damage him. Generally, a slander is normally a false statement spoken about the person. Most of the time, it's a false statement. Somebody sit down
and intentionally calculate. He set out and tell himself, I am going to destroy the image of this person. So most of the time what slander is actually that it is a false statement. It is not true. Often it may be true. Unfortunately, it is truth spoken with wrong motive. Truth spoken not with the goal of building someone, but with the goal of damaging someone. It is calculated to damage the image or the reputation of another, whether it is true or false. The motive is always clear. Make a person's image look so dirty and look his image, his reputation, lower his reputation above, below that which other people have been looking at him. And that's what a slander is. It is words spoken with malice, with the intention of ruining a person's image. Slanders are more powerful than the most deadly weapon that you can think about. The most deadly poison you can ever think about. Because it damages someone in the inside. The sin of slander. It always has a hostile intention, whether what is said is true or not. The intention is hostile. The intention is wicked. The intention is to damage. The intention is to destroy someone. The intention is to ensure that somebody who once was respected, now everybody is doubting him. Because a man's reputation is his greatest asset, attack on a man's reputation is the greatest wickedness that can ever be carried out against someone. Because a man's reputation, a man's name, a man's reputation is the greatest asset that a person can ever have. Attack on a person's reputation is the greatest war that can ever be waged against somebody. And unfortunately, people sit in their rooms, people sit in their offices, people relating with others, they use their mouth to ruin the lives of others. Is that your case? Are you using your mouth to damage the reputation of others? Are you using your mouth to ruin, so that people that were respected in their families, respected by their husband, respected by their wives, respected at their offices, respected at the place of their ministry, people are now doubting them just because you sat down and intentionally decided that you become a weapon in the hands of the enemy to ruin the lives of others. That's what a slander is. Somebody who slanders has handed over his life into the hand of Satan and says, Satan, use me to damage the reputation of this man who once was respected, who once was trusted, who once was accepted. I want him to be rejected into the society. I want everyone to doubt him. I want his family to doubt him. I want his friend to doubt him. I want his husband to doubt her. I want the wife to doubt him. And finally, you produce a lonely man who is shattered in their heart by just the way you spoke, because your heart is wicked. A wicked heart that set out to damage the reputation of others. What does the Bible say about slander? We'll look at what does the Bible say about this sin of slander. Remember why we are sharing? We are saying that these are not things that should be in the heart of a believer. These are not things that should even be in the heart of a normal person. A normal person does not go around poisoning people with the mouth. A normal person goes around building people, lifting up the reputation of people, being a custodian of the reputation of others, because what you want people to do to you is the same thing that you should do to them. Let us look at what the Bible says about the sin of slander, which we are saying the purpose of sharing is to ensure that they are uprooted, because God will not dwell in the heart of a person that is full of slander. Psalms 105, 101 verse 5. Whoever slander his neighbor in secret, him are we put to silence. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, whoever destroys the reputation, the image of his neighbor, the character, assassinate the character of his neighbor, speak behind his neighbor, or speak in front of his neighbor, destroy his image, the Lord say, I will silence that person. How will he silence you? You may be killed. How will he silence you? He may bring your own reputation to a dead end. How will he silence you? You may bring your progress to an end. So slander is a terrible thing, and God hates it. God hates slander. Let it be written upon our heart that while you are destroying the reputation of somebody, you are actually doing what God hates. And God is the one who will rise to fight against anyone who destroys another's reputation. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. We are looking at slander, and we have said slander is speaking in order to destroy the reputation of someone. And whether what you are saying is true or not, the goal is you are targeting to bring a man's image to nothing. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. With his mouth, the godless destroy his neighbor. But through knowledge, the righteous escape. Say, with his mouth, they are godless people. A man who slanders is a godless person. He has set out to destroy his neighbor, to destroy the reputation of his neighbor. And the goal is not just to destroy the reputation of his neighbor. He actually wants the neighbor to physically die. The question is, if they are doing that against you, will you be happy? So slander is godlessness. Slander is godlessness. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 20. We are looking at what the Bible says about the sin of slander. What does the Bible say about the sin of slander? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. In some Bible, you will hear, instead of gossip, you will hear slander. It says, a gossip betrays the confident, so avoid a man who talks too much. Most of the time, people slander because they talk too much. So if you slander, you will destroy confidence. The confidence that people have on you when you know about the lives of others, and then you begin to add certain things to it and speak against them to destroy them, after a time, everybody will avoid you. So slander is hated by God. Slander, God does not want it. Slander damages the reputation of people. It brings down people so that people become lonely in the society because nobody wants to trust them. And slander has destroyed the marriages of people. Slander has made a number of people to lose their jobs. Slander had made people to lose great businesses just because somebody went somewhere and opened his mouth and damage their reputation. A number of people in the Bible were victims, unceasing victims of slander, and one of them was a person like David. David was repeatedly slandered. Let's look at Psalms 41. We are looking at people in the Bible who were slandered. We'll just look at just two of them and the impact of the slander in their lives. Psalm 41, verse 4. I say, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. You go close to somebody, then you are speaking. The person may even be telling you the problem he is going through. Then you say, sorry, oh, sorry. Meanwhile, you are making him to speak more and more. You are gathering what to go and use against him. You are a wicked person. Wickedness is to listen to people's problem and gather what to use against them. And that's what David said. Say, while he was sick, his enemy, he was crying to God. Then people came to visit him. They came as if they were friends, but they were listening. They were listening and watching. Immediately they went out, they started speaking. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. That's what David is saying. And part of it here is actually a prophetic proclamation concerning the Lord Jesus. His enemies, they came, they listened, they pretended as if they were friends. Having come so close, they knew him. They knew what he was going through. Then they went and magnified, and they said a terrible disease. When you begin to say about somebody that he's suffering from a terrible disease, are you the physician who has examined him? And then how many physicians go around proclaiming the diseases of their patient? Enemies who know about the life of a person, the reason you knew why the person made you his life known to you was because he thought that you were a friend, and unfortunately you turned out to be the one who knows about what he is going through and go and magnify it to damage his reputation. Then you gather a team saying very soon he will die, his name will perish. That's what the sin of slander is. You come close, then you know, and then you begin to use it. And you even add your own. You add your own so that people will look at the person as being so terrible. The person is passing. He does not know what people are thinking about him. And finally, when he knows, he does not even want to appear again in public. The sin of slander. David was a victim of it. Psalm 35, verse 15. Again, David said, we are saying that there are people in the Bible who were a victim of unceasing slander, and one of them was David. But when I stumble, they gather in glee. Attackers gather against me when I was unaware. They slander me without ceasing. What do you do with a friend when he stumbles? When someone close to you stumble, I thought that you should do everything to lift him up. Why do you take the falling of your brother, your sister, even if your brother has committed the worst sin? Why don't you stand and see how you can help him up? Why try to pull him down instead? He said, when I stumble, oh, they slander me unceasingly. The attackers gather against me when I was unaware. What have you done to lift up that your brother that has stumbled? If God did that with you, where will you be today? Psalms 119, verse 23. We are saying David was a victim of unceasing slander. Maybe people are victims of unceasing slander because of you. Or maybe you are even a victim of unceasing slander. Psalm 119, verse 23. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Imagine the type of people were slandering him. Rulers. David was king in the land. Then the other leaders, they will sit together to slander him. Is that what you do as a core leader? You are in leadership position. You are a team, a member of somebody's team. You are standing with someone. When you are with him, you smile. But you go and you form a team that speak to destroy his image. How can rulers, how can leaders who ought to be the protector of people's reputation be the one gathering to slander others? That is wickedness. Paul was equally a victim of slander. He was a victim of slander. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 24. So we are saying that maybe you are one of those going who is a victim of slander. You are not alone. You are one of those being slandered. Or you are even one of those slandering. You have the Bible full of people who did the same. Unfortunately, they are never blessed. As of Apostles chapter 24, look at what Paul said. They said about Paul, "We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riot among the Jews all over the world. He's a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple. So we seize him." Look at what they are saying about Paul. That Paul was a troublemaker. The person was preaching the gospel of peace, speaking in order to so damage him, to ensure that he not only land in prison, but that she is killed. That's what it means to destroy the reputation of someone. So Paul's reputation was repeatedly destroyed and destroyed and destroyed. Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8. We are saying Paul was equally a victim of slander. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8. Paul said, "Through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors. Genuine, but people are looking at us as fake. People are genuine, but you go around telling people this person is fake, this person is pretending, this person is like this. You destroy the image of those who are true just because you want to make yourself appear better than others. And most of the time, that's why people slander. Are you one of those? Most people listen or they speak out slander. Anybody who listens to somebody slandering the name of another person, it is because your own heart is rotten. You have a big problem. Somebody is damaging the reputation of someone. Wherever you find flies, it is because there is something rotten there. If somebody is slandering someone near you, it is because your heart is rotten. Your heart is corrupt. It is because there is something wrong with your heart. Because birds of the same feathers, they always flock together. Flies will roam around dirty things. When your heart is dirty, people will come to slander, destroy the reputation of others near you. Most of the story on television, most of the story on radios, most of the story on the newspapers, most of them are actually lies. Most of them are slander. In an increasing way, look at the social media today. Somebody just hears something, and I am very shocked. Even leaders, they hear something, some of them spiritual leaders, immediately they hear something about someone, damaging the reputation of someone. They post it, and after a time, it had gone all over the world. Then the next moment, it is coming out that it was fake news. What will you do about 1 million people who have listened, who have believed that that person is what you said, what you posted that he was? Must you post it? When a person receives something, a story damaging the reputation of another person, and he posts it, when you post the story that is damaging the reputation of another person, it is an indication that you have a problem with God. It's an indication that you have a broken relationship with God. Most of the time, it is an indication that something is wrong with your heart. You are trying to calm down your conscience by saying, these people are equally doing it the way I am doing it. It is because you are fake. When you damage the reputation of someone, it is because you want to pull down the person. People who are down there, they are trying to pull. Nobody who is up there wants to pull down someone. You cannot pull down somebody when you are up. People who destroy the image of people, they are mean people. They are people who have complex of inferior. People who are of no accomplishment. People who are insecure. People who want to bring down everybody to their level. You don't pull down anybody if you yourself, you are not down. It is easier to pull down someone than to lift up someone. Great men lift up others. Mean men pull down others. And it is more difficult to pull up somebody than to pull down someone. Are you so weak that you cannot lift up the reputation of somebody that you must pull down the reputation of someone? The person who hears someone, something evil about someone, and immediately set out to spread it, has a slanderous heart. It is a disposition. It is painful how people spread wrong information about others. Spreading wrong information, destroying, damaging the images of others. That's the manifestation of godlessness. A godly man is the custodian of the reputation of everyone here on earth. And God is the custodian of everybody's reputation. That is why God does not go around spreading all the sin we confess to him. If God began to spread the sin you confess to him ever since you were born, what will people say about you? Why should you be the one doing it about others? Great men don't damage the image of others. It is mean men who damage the image of others, inferior people, people who are sick at heart, people who are wounded in their heart. Most of the time, it is because a person is far ahead of you that you set out to slander him. If your person was behind you, you would not want to destroy his image. Most of the time, most people who damage the reputation of others, they are trying to say, let him calm down and be with us. Why don't you just go near the person and see how what you can do to reach where he is? So those who damage the reputation of others, they are actually doing it because the people have gone ahead of them. When you set out to damage somebody's reputation, unfortunately, instead of making the pulling down the person, you yourself will sink deeper and deeper and deeper. Your reputation will sink deeper and deeper because you have a name, the one who destroyed the image of others. You have a name, the murderer. You have a name, the one that nobody should trust. You have a name, the one that nobody should even let you know anything about his or her life. You have a name, a destroyer. The Bible is very, very clear. Do not spread false reputation. Don't spread anything false about anyone. Look at what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 23, verse 1. The book of Exodus 23. Exodus, he said, do not spread false reports. Do not help a wicked man by being a malicious witness, spreading false reports, damaging the reputation of people. The Bible says, do not do it. And in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19, he said, do not entertain an accusation against an elder except when you have received two or three witnesses. Because there are people who their ears are always open to hear dirty things. How can you be so caught up with hearing dirty things? How can you be so at home with receiving filth? How can you be so excited hearing about the fall of people, hearing about how people are committing sin? How can you be so excited? Rotten hearts want to hear rotten things. When a man's heart is rotten, he will love to hear rotten things. Why do people slander? Most of the time, people slander because they are threatened. Most of the time, people slander because they are jealous. Most of the time, people slander is because they see their position as threatened. Somebody is going ahead of you, and then you think that people will be saying, that man is far ahead. Yes, he's moving ahead. You can equally follow. Instead of standing on the same spot, you are pulling the person back to come back where you are, but you have made no progress. The person has at least made his progress. He knows the journey ahead. He knows how difficult the road ahead is. Why don't you just ask and say, what can I do to move the way that person is moving? When people's position are threatened, that is why you find them slandering. So people slander because their position are threatened. People slander because they have a broken relationship with God. People slander because their hearts are rotten, their hearts are sinful, their hearts are wrong. No one who has a sanctified ear, a sanctified heart, a sanctified mouth can slander or can listen to slander. People slander because they have grudges in their heart. They have bitterness and they are setting out with vengeance. They want to ruin someone. People slander because of the thing they have accumulated in their heart against people, against people. That is why if you want to be set free from the sin of slander, immediately someone does wrong against you, immediately forgive the person. Why do people slander? Let's look again and then another example. The book of 3 John, verse 9. 3 John has just one chapter. Verse 9 and 10. I wrote to the church. This is John, the Apostle John. We have seen that Paul was slandered, David was slandered, many people slandered. Maybe you have been slandered, or maybe you have slandered. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refused to welcome the brothers. So what was Diotrephes doing? He wanted to be first. They were the apostle, and he was the leader of a local church, and he was trying to destroy the reputation of the apostle in order to appear better in this local church that he was leading. He was gossiping. He was slandering. And then the judge said, Diotrephes who want to be first. People slander because they want to be first and they don't want anyone to rise. Stars shine together. If you are rising, make sure other people rise with you. Don't pull down anyone to sink the way you are sinking. So people full of anger, full of hatred, full of jealousy, full of grudges in their heart, they will set out to slander. Unfortunately, the people listening to their slander, they actually think that they are genuine. Most of the time, because of the bitterness, the anger, they want to take vengeance, they want to revenge, but they don't tell you that I want to speak against this person because the person did this to me, and I want to speak in order to revenge. If they spoke to you and told you that I am slandering this person because he did this to me, will you still listen to the slander? But most people think that they are genuine. They move from one place to the other. They gather. They put in a lot of effort. It takes effort to slander and destroy. Unfortunately, why don't you use that effort? Even just to take a step ahead. So, because you don't know who that person is, you don't know that that person is speaking out of anger, out of bitterness. That person is using you to revenge against another person. You are actually being used as a weapon, and your ears are being dirtied so that when God is judging the person who slandered, he equally judge you because you listen to slander. A person who listens to slander also has slandered. So, we believe just because the person has spoken. Most of the time, it is as a result of lack of the right relationship with God. People slander because they have their relationship with God is poor. Something is wrong in their relationship with God. Let's look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verse 8 to 10. Just listen, because Jeremiah was one of the victims of slander. Jeremiah said, whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering terror on every side. Report him. Let's report him. All my friends are waiting for me to sleep, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we'll prevail over him and take our revenge on him. Why were they fighting Jeremiah? They were fighting Jeremiah because of only one thing. Jeremiah had been raised up as a prophet of God. And unfortunately for them, Jeremiah was prophesying against their ways of life. Most people will speak against ministers of the word, the gospel, just because what is being shared is touching their life. Instead of them repenting, they gather people to begin to team up, to begin to speak against the minister of the gospel. That was the case of Jeremiah. He said, let's report him. Let's do like this. Maybe he can fall, and then we'll do this against him. So it is a dangerous thing to slander, and it's a dangerous thing to be in that atmosphere, in an environment where people slander, because your heart will become corrupt. Let's look at the impact of slander. The impact of slander. Number one. Slander separate true friends. The person who slander others has actually set out to separate people, separate relationships, separate friends, separate families, separate husband and wife, separate parents and their children. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. So slander separate friends. A perverse man stir up dissension. A gossip separate close friends. In another version, he say a slanderer. The person who slander separate true friend. So if you are slandering, is that your intention? Are you speaking to separate families? Are you speaking to become the agent that ensure that marriages break down, that parents and their children are scattered, are separated, so that churches are broken? Is that your intention? If that is your intention, then you better repent. We don't speak to ruin the life, to separate. We are those. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who, wherever they are, they unite others. Agent of the enemy, divide. Slander brings strife and division. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, quarrel dies down. As we said, another version will say, without slander. So you are the one fueling. You are the one ensuring that the problem continues. Are you the one pouring water to ensure that there is peace? Or you are the one, you come and talk, you come and speak. Always speaking to damage the reputation of someone so that there will be division. Slander destroys a man. Again, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue has the power of life and death. Those who love its fruit, we eat its fruit. This tongue, it has the power of life and death. You can speak and it will destroy you, and you can speak and it will equally build you. Proverbs 11, verse 9. With his mouth, the godless destroy his neighbor, and it comes on the wicked. Sorry. With his mouth, the godless destroy his neighbor. That's what who a slanderer is. The person who slander destroy his neighbor with his mouth. The person who slander destroy his neighbor with his mouth. Slander, the impact of slander in the life of a man is that slander will take you to hell. We have already seen the Lord say he will destroy anyone who slanders. Slander separate fellowship, people from fellowship. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who call himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy or an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a one, do not even eat. He said, if somebody is slandering others, don't even eat with him. So a person who slanders others is exactly like a prostitute, like a drunkard. So slander separate close relationship. Slander breaks fellowship. That's the impact of slander. Slander betrays confidence. The person who slanders betrays confidence. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 19. A gossip betrays a confidence, betray a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. As we said in some version here, say a slanderer betrays confidence. Who will speak, who will begin to tell you about his life when you are hearing to go and use it against a person who confide in you? Why are we sharing all this? As we said, we are looking at freedom from slander, and we needed to understand what does this slander actually mean. Let us look at how can a person be set free from this sin of slander, freedom from slander, the pathway to freedom. The first thing, you cannot be set free from a sin if you don't acknowledge that that sin is in your life. So the first thing, if you want to be set free from slander, is acknowledge you have a problem with slander. Acknowledge that you have been damaging people's name, people's reputation. And you actually need to sit down and confront, and you will shock you how many people's reputation you have damaged. How many people came close to you? How many people you knew about their life and you ended up destroying them? Put those names down one by one and just face them. And just tell yourself, these are the people I've slaughtered. These are the people I've killed. These are the people I've been wicked to us. Acknowledge the evil of slander, the fact that God hates it and that it will ruin you. Slander does not only ruin the person you are trying to slander, it will ruin you. It will ruin the person here on earth, but it will ruin you not only in this world, but in the world to come. So slander will take you to hell. You need to confront the consequence of slander in your life. The fact that if it is there in your life and you are destroying the reputation of others and you are speaking against others and you are damaging people's name, you are being used by the enemy to bring down people, damage their image, you can be very sure that you will go to hell. You cannot have fellowship with God and you cannot have fellowship with the church of God. If you want to be set free from slander, take a stand to rid yourself of all forms of slander. If you want to be set free, having acknowledged that this thing is in your life, having acknowledged the tragedy of it, what it will do to you, take a stand and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be set free from this sin of slander. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice, of all deceit, of all hypocrisy, of all envy, and slander of every kind, because there are different types of slander. He said, rid yourself. It is not God who will come and do it for you. You must take a commitment. You must be committed. You must to rid, pull them. Make sure that when you look at your life, you can tell yourself, there's no single area of slander again in my life. And people, you don't only slander people, you also can slander God's name. When you begin to talk about how God has not been faithful to you and you are alive, other people have died. When you begin to talk about how God has blessed, other has not blessed you, what are you doing? You are damaging the reputation of God. You are damaging God's name. Take a stand to rid yourself, to uproot those things from your life. Number 4, rebuke all who speak evil about someone to you. If anyone is in your environment speaking evil, no matter the spirit, the position of that person, turn to the person and tell the person straight away, this is wrong. You are damaging the reputation. Tell the person, you are dirtying my ears. If you find yourself enjoying it and even asking, tell me more, then it tells you that you are in the wrong place. Your heart is wrong. Rebuke whoever is damaging the reputation of another person to you. Look at the person as someone who has taken a pistol and has put on the person's ear and is killing people and is there relating with you. That's who a slanderer is. Keep your distance from anybody who slanders. The type of people in your environment will transform you to become like them. Make sure you keep your distance from those people who are always rejoicing in destroying the images of others. If you have won somebody the first time, won the second time, the third time, break that relationship, because your environment will transform you into what you will become. Speak at all times, ready to give an account of every word that comes out of your mouth. The Bible says, men shall give an account of every single word they have spoken before God on the day of judgment. Are you willing? Are you ready? Are you prepared to give an account of everything you have spoken about people? If you want to be delivered from the sin of slander, know that a day is coming when you will give an account of every single word you have spoken against everybody here on earth. Blessed are you if on that day when you are giving the account, God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. And on that day when you'll be giving the account, will somebody turn to you and say, so you are the one who made me into who I became. You damaged my life. You destroyed my family. And you ensure that I lost my job. Always examine the motive for which you are speaking. The problem with slander is that it comes from the heart. Open your Bible with us to Matthew chapter 12. The problem is the heart. The problem is the heart. From verse 33, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good store up in him. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil store up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your word you will be acquitted, and by your word you will be condemned. If you find yourself always slandering people, the problem is not your mouth. The problem is your heart. Confront your heart and uproot that wrong heart. It means your heart is rotten. Go before God. Always examine, why am I saying this? When you find that your motive is always wrong, go to the root. The root is a wrong heart. Correct your heart, and everything that comes out of your mouth will be correct. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you will be delivered from the sin of slander, who grudge against no one, forgive. Well, if somebody does anything wrong to you, as we saw, people slander because they have accumulated bitterness, unforgiveness, grudges against people, and they are actually trying to set a score each time they are damaging somebody's name. But if you will not be one of those, just set out that anytime somebody does something wrong to you, you will immediately forgive. Don't wait for people to repent before you forgive. The Lord said on the cross, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they are saying. Even though the people were still there doing all the wicked thing against him. If you will be delivered from the sin of slander, speak the truth at all times in love. Always speak the truth in love. The Bible says speak the truth in love. If you'll be delivered, if you want to be delivered from the sin of slander, speak at all times to help people to repent and not in vengeance. Let's look at it in Matthew chapter 18. Never speak out of revenge. If you are talking to somebody, talk because you are targeting not yourself, you are targeting to help the person out of a problem. Speak not to revenge, but speak to help someone out of what he is going through. We're in Matthew chapter 18 from verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony or two of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen, then tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen, even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. He said that if your brother sinned against you, go to your brother. Nobody should ever know about the sin of your brother, what your brother has done against you when you have not yet settled it with your brother. You don't speak because of yourself. You speak to rescue your brother. Because the person who commits sin against you is drowning. He is sinking. The person is sinking. The person is drowning. Speak to rescue him. Speak not because you are, just because you are hurt. So you go to your brother. You speak to your brother. If he repents, it ends. You don't take the problem to anyone else. You only take it to the next person. Get the second person, the third person, if your brother has resisted. And finally to the church. So set out, speak to rescue, and not speak. The Bible says, if anyone is taken in a fault, you who are spiritual, try to restore such a person. If your brother falls, set out to restore him. If your brother has fallen, don't set out and begin to announce and excited and dancing that your brother has also fallen. He who is excited that somebody has fallen is because you yourself, you are down. Know the dangers of your tongue. This tongue is dangerous. It can ruin. Be careful, be watchful over what you say, because what you have spoken, you can never get it back. There's no way you can get it back. Therefore, always ask yourself, what I speak, what is the impact? And what the impact of your word, what is it meant to be? If you want to be delivered from the sin of slander, set out. We are in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Speak at all time to minister. Never speak to destroy. The person you speak, you slander, you are destroying him. And the person who listens to your slander, you are also destroying the person. So you have opened your mouth to damage two people, and at the same time, you have pierced the heart of God. So at once, with one word, you have destroyed the person you are speaking against, you have destroyed the person you are speaking to, and you have ruined your relationship with God. At all times, speak to render ministry. If you will be delivered from the sin of slander, you need to pray for yourself. Psalms 141. You need to be prayed for yourself. You need to pray for yourself. Let's look at the what you need to pray for yourself for. Verse 3, Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil, to take part in wicked deeds. When men who are evil, with men who are evildoers, let me not eat of their delicacies. This is the type of prayer you should pray for yourself. Set a guard. Pray that your mouth will be, you'll be able to control your mouth. You will keep a guard over the door, what comes out of your mouth. And that you'll be watchful over the relationship with these wicked people who want you to say something about that person who they are trying to destroy. Don't join their companionship. So pray for yourself that your mouth will be closed when it must be closed. It is empty vessel who must always talk, because they always make the loudest noise. Men who know depth in their relationship with God, they know how to control themselves. They know what to say, when to say it, with whom to say it. And they always speak in order to build the lives of others. If you want to be delivered, in order to be delivered from the sin of slander, pray for those who speak against you. Pray for those who persecute you. Then pray again the impact of their word in your life. Let's look at it. The book of Luke chapter 6. From the moment you start praying for people, their word will not damage you. So, Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and 28. But I tell you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who ill-treat you. Do good to your enemies. If people are cursing you, bless them. That's one of the ways, the pathway, if you want to be free from the sin of slander, then don't keep anything. If they slander you, bless them. They do evil against you, bless them. Remember, he who blesses will be blessed. Because the person who waters will be watered in return. Chapter 23 of the same Luke, verse 34. 23:34. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Why don't you just imitate Jesus? Imitate the Lord Jesus. And then pray the impact what these people are doing against you. Pray that it will not leave an impact in your, a negative impact in your life. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. We are looking at if you want to be free from the sin of slander. When they hurl insult at him, verse 20, let's start from 22. He committed no sin, no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insult at him, he did not retaliate. That's about the Lord Jesus, and we are his disciples. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. So, persecuted, slandered, evil spoken of, entrust yourself. Say, Lord, I entrust myself, my reputation to you. Don't set out to react to equally damage the lives of others. We're looking at being free from the sin of slander. If you'll be free from the sin of slander, you confront that it is sin. Turn to the Lord, repent, and decide that you abandon it in a permanent way. And ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit and help you to guard at all times as concerns the sin of slander. And finally, the golden rule, Philippians chapter 4. Let's look at it together. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such a thing. Think about such things. If you will be delivered from the sin of slander, before you open your mouth to say something about anybody, ask yourself, is it true? Is it noble? Is it right? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it admirable? Is it excellent? Is it something of praiseworthy? Something may be true, but it's not noble. It's not something even to be mentioned. There are things to think about. There are things to immediately put off. There are things to repeat. There are things never. If something will not build somebody, never, never, never say it. And in the age of the revolution of the social media, tell yourself, you are not going to be messengers propagating lies. If you were not there when you saw something happening, don't begin to spread it out. I have been reading, very soon someone will spread it, the next moment it is coming, it is fake news. And most of the thing, immediately you receive it, you see it, you just know that this is wrong, this is not true. And the next moment, it soon come out that it was a lie. Don't be a messenger being used by the enemy to spread out his own gospel. The Bible says Satan is a liar and is the father of lies. Don't be used by the enemy to begin to propagate lies. You have not been told, you have not been employed to be agents of people spreading what they have initiated. Set out that you will damage no one's reputation. Set out that, like God, you will be the reputation of everyone. Set out that you will love even your enemies. Set out that you will always bless, you will never curse. Set out that will keep no bitterness on your heart, no grudge on your heart. Set out that you will rejoice even with your enemies who are rising and rising and rising. Because if they are rising and God is blessing them, worship the Lord because of them. If you set out to have a correct heart, you'll be free from the sin of slander. May the Lord bless you.